Introduction. In today's interconnected world, non-resident Indians, NRIs, are increasingly looking at investing in their home country. Real estate, known for its stable returns and long-term growth potential, emerges as a lucrative option. This blog post aims to explore whether NRIs can engage in the real estate business in India. We'll discuss the legalities, opportunities, and challenges they might face. The legal landscape for NRIs in Indian real estate. To start a real estate venture in India, it's important to understand the legal framework. NRIs can invest in both residential and commercial properties, following guidelines set by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI. The Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA, oversees these rules, ensuring transparency and legal compliance. Moving beyond legalities, NRIs can buy property in India individually or jointly with other NRIs or Indian residents. Navigating residential real estate. For NRIs, investing in residential properties is a key consideration. From spacious apartments in busy urban centers to peaceful villas in the countryside, the options are plentiful. The demand for quality housing in major Indian cities provides a promising opportunity for NRIs to diversify their portfolios. Cities like Mumbai, Bangalore, and Delhi have seen sustained growth in the real estate market, making them attractive destinations for NRI investments. Exploring commercial real estate ventures. Apart from residential properties, NRIs can delve into commercial real estate. Whether it's office spaces or retail outlets, the commercial sector offers diverse investment options. Engaging in the commercial real estate market requires a strategic approach, considering factors such as location, economic trends, and the specific needs of the target audience. Proactive research and collaboration with local experts can significantly enhance the success of NRI ventures in this domain. Challenges and mitigations. While the prospects are promising, NRIs encounter challenges when venturing into Indian real estate. These challenges include bureaucratic hurdles, potential disputes, and the need for constant oversight. However, with advancements in technology and legal services, NRIs can overcome these obstacles. Utilizing digital platforms for legal documentation, hiring reputable local representatives, and staying informed about regulatory changes can mitigate risks and enhance the overall experience. Financial mechanisms for NRI investments. Understanding the financial aspects of real estate transactions is crucial for NRIs. They can finance their investments through both Indian and foreign currency accounts, with repatriation benefits available for certain transactions. The RBI has laid down guidelines for these transactions, and compliance ensures a smooth financial operation. NRIs can also explore mortgage options, partnering with Indian financial institutions to secure funding for their real estate ventures. Conclusion. In conclusion, NRIs can engage in real estate business in India, provided they navigate the legal landscape, seize lucrative opportunities, and address potential challenges. Residential and commercial avenues offer diverse investment possibilities, allowing NRIs to contribute to the growth of the Indian real estate sector while realizing financial gains. As the global and Indian economies continue to intertwine, the door is wide open for NRIs to actively participate in shaping the future of Indian real estate.